and enduring trauma and mental health challenges?
Well, thank you. Very important and very interesting question. We respond with we struggled and we have a lot of difficulties to respond. This is the first answer, very very straight. I think also this is linked with the need of stop having more and more crises all over the world and the collective and effort from every angle to stop having more and more situations that put us all in a very horrible situation, and most specifically for those in those places where the conflicts and the climate and the crisis impact the most, which used to be the places with less resources and less capacity to respond. What we try to do, just going a little bit more in details, is to try to engage with the local and to use the resources that they may have, using the community approach as a key element to address the challenges they face, trying to mitigate the impact of an event that is going for sure to challenge their resilience. We try to mobilize as much people as we can. We try to put in place capacity building plans and strategies to put in place this approach of task shifting, where some low intensity approaches of mental health are put in place to give a first response, trying to reduce as much as possible the burden of the crisis of or the situation that is impacting to those people. And last but not least is again advocating for the increase of funds and resources allocated in mental health, especially in those places and countries where they have less. So I think more or less. Yeah. Thank you very much.